boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have a new fear unlocked about raccoons, officially.
I have always been a little scared of them, I'm not going to lie.
They are terrifying. And yesterday, I watched them do something I have never seen before, and I hope to God I never see again. We have a raccoon problem in our house.
Well, it's a neighbor problem. Isn't
it's really the neighbor problem, to be honest. I've seen the raccoons climb the trees before.
Yeah.
Because I was like literally giving one a freaking staring contest the other, like a couple weeks ago. Never have I ever seen the raccoon climb a house. But this is a new fear unlocked. I got home yesterday, called one of my, everybody's got that friend that you call and you're like, I got to tell him about my life. I got to give him tea. I got to ask him for gossip, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
You got that one friend you need to ask for advice. So I called my friend yesterday and I love to have a good conversation in the car. I'm sitting in the car and the neighbor across from us, they have their house, but then they've got this like old like barn. And I'm watching on the roof, one raccoon, two raccoon, three raccoons, just walking across the roof. And like, this wasn't their first rodeo. Mm-hmm. You could tell they've been around the roof a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, have they been on my roof? I got fear. I got to get out of this place.
Yeah.
Stat. Are raccoons climbing roofs? Because are they going to be open windows soon?
Well, they got
to get out of here.
They got opposable thumbs, those raccoons. They do.
What?
Yeah, they have little grimy little hands. They do. I think what you need to do, and I'm going to take a page out of TikTok, because my favorite type of TikTokers are people who have farm animals. And what I've noticed about those people is they assert their dominance. I think of this one woman specifically.
I don't have any dominance.
I can't remember what the ostrich's name is, but she has an ostrich. And she always says, Daryl, no. You got to do that with your raccoons.
Start naming them?
I don't know. Maybe. You might need to name. Yeah. You
Joseph,
gotta,
no.
Stop it. Get down from there. I think that's what you need to do.
Mary, get off the roof, Mary.
I feel like that is a good place to start.
Eileen, this is the third time this week.
Exactly. I think that's what you need to do. You're asserting your dominance, but also you're showing them respect by giving them a name.
I cannot wait until my neighbors see me yelling at Joseph, Mary, and Eileen to tell them to get the heck
you,
out.
Yeah, you might end up being the weird neighbor quickly after that.
You might see me on America's Funniest Home Video.
That would be awesome.
We have officially declared it Weather Wednesday.
Weather on a Wednesday. There's weather every day, but this is a special Weather Wednesday.
Yes, because we are hanging out with Rebecca Kopelman this afternoon for our 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon.
I mean, it's been so much fun hanging out with people all week, but I'm really excited because you know how we are. We are nosy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of questions for Rebecca Kopelman.
And it's because meteorologists have to be very serious on air. You know what I'm saying?
It is. Yeah, it's serious.
We are going to be taking her out of the serious element and really, truly getting to know her.
Putting her into our element, which is... well, unserious.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know who I think's on the come up for being the next It Boy?
Who?
Benny Blanco. Okay. I think he is about to be... massive. He is engaged to Selena Gomez. They just put out an album together and he's taking over my For You page. People talking about him. And you know what? I feel like we were extra hard on him a couple months ago. People gave him crap for the way that he looked and Selena, like, what are you doing? Oh my gosh, you can do so much better than that. And now people are coming around and giving him the recognition he deserves. If you didn't know, Benny Blanco is a producer. And everybody on TikTok right now is talking about how this man has produced pretty much every pop song that you know and love from the like early 2010s until now. I did not realize how many songs this man has been a part of.
I had no idea.
I mean, he works with Ed Sheeran, used to work with Justin Bieber, which is now a little bit
awkward.
Weird. Yeah, that's probably the end of that working relationship. But I've been seeing this series, so many different clips from this interview he's done talking about the making of some of the biggest songs he's been a part of. And I have to share some of this information because it's very interesting. So the first song that he was part of was Adam Levine's Moves Like Jagger. So they had collaborated on a song together before, and Adam was like, I loved it so much, I want to do another one. And Benny was like, I have an idea. He actually did not have an idea. He had nothing planned.
But that's like, something that comes out of my mouth pretty often.
Yeah, he's like, I got you, dude. I have something. I got something cooking. So he quickly has to make Moves Like Jagger in a hotel room. That's where he creates, he writes it, he comes up with the background music, and then makes a demo for him. And at this time, Adam was getting ready to be on the show The Voice when it was first coming out. His team wanted him to perform a Maroon 5 song that was already like huge on the charts. His manager was like, we're going to sneak this song in, and you're going to perform and debut this with Christina Aguilera, because she was also on The Voice. And at first the team was like, no, what are you doing? Stop, stop, stop. And then they realized Moves Like Jagger was huge. And they're like, oopsie, let's pull that other one and we're going to push Moves Like Jagger. So that was his first crazy story. The next one was Kesha's We Are Who We Are. He had the song started. Then he found out, hey, Benny, you got 2 days to finish this. And he was like, I don't even have like Kesha recording the entire song. What am I supposed to do? He didn't have enough time to get her back in the studio. And that is why the bridge of that song sounds like this. She just keeps saying, DJ, turn it up. He had 30 minutes to finish the song. He's like, I don't have any more vocals. She's just going to say, DJ, turn it up like a million times.
Oh, my God.
And now it's like an iconic part where you get hyped up in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought? The last one that drove me crazy is Dynamite by Tyo Cruz. He said he came up with this idea when he was at the gym, although he did not work out at this point in his life. He was like, I was at a gym for some reason. I didn't have my phone on me. I asked my brother to hand me his phone because I had an idea. And in his head popped, dun, 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 dun. So he was like, this is it. This is a song. Goes to the studio. Apparently he's not good with electronics and all of the equipment was unplugged. So he only had a piano. He's also not very good at playing piano. That's why that entire song is two notes on the piano. Dun, 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 dun. That's it. And he's like, that's all I knew how to do. I also didn't know how to speed up the beats per minute of a song. That's why that song, Teenage Dream, and another handful of songs at that time are all the same speed, because he didn't really know what he was doing. He just was faking it till he made it.
If I've learned anything from Benny Blanco, be a mess and you'll be a success.
Wow. You gotta call him. You gotta call him right now. He's gonna make a song.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It is a giant slumber party on Those Girls in the Afternoon. We're hanging out with amazing guests all this week, and we have declared today Weather Wednesday.
Weather Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got Rebecca Kolpeman on from Iowa News Now, and surprisingly enough, it is Weather Awareness Week. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah. Severe weather? It's Severe Weather Awareness Week. That's correct.
We didn't even plan this.
No, we didn't, but I woke up to the siren test this morning and I was like, Rebecca's coming.
That was it. I mean, it was all planned. You guys can just say it was.
Yeah,
it totally nobody would was. Know.
It's like the sirens are going and you're like, Rebecca is coming.
That's exactly how I felt.
So it's funny, we wanted to get to know you a little bit. So before, we did some hardcore stalking.
Oh boy.
And Taylor discovered something about you yesterday and we were cracking up about it on air.
Okay, you have it in like your bio on a couple different websites. I believe it was cheese and crab rangoon.
Aficionado
was the word.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that.
Where do you get this? Who declares that is you?
I'm pretty sure it's self-proclaimed. But I don't know. Sometimes you're writing those bios for like websites. I'm sure you guys have had to do that a few times, or you're, you know, updating like your LinkedIn or whatever. And I just thought something was funny. I was like, I'm just going to put something about cheese and crab rangoons because those are like my favorite food items.
Uh-huh.
But my fiance and I will spend probably too much money on different cheeses sometimes.
Yes.
And we have one of those little like raclettes where you melt the cheese and you like light candles and it melts the cheese. And like we've tested like different cheeses. We've tried like different grilled cheeses with like different cheeses to see how long you can get the cheese pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah, crab rangoons are fantastic because they just are. And they also have cheese in them. So,
okay.
I mean.
So, best cheese ever.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Oh, man. I think there was, it's like a Fontina cheese that was really good. That was, that we did with a grilled cheese that was fantastic. And then there's just something about goat cheese. I love goat cheese.
Good. She didn't say blue.
I'm not into blue, but I have been dipping my toes into goat cheese recently.
All right.
It's really good.
What about the worst cheese?
Oh, man. It's not blue cheese. Do you hate blue cheese over there?
Oh, yeah. We were dogging on it yesterday.
Yeah, not a fan.
No. I don't know what the worst would be. There's probably some weird ones out there. I've tried, like, there's been, like, the samples at Hy-Vee. They had, like, a chocolate cheese. It actually wasn't that bad. I know.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know that I've had, like, a necessarily, like, bad cheese that I was like, no, I'm not going to eat this.
Because she's the cheese aficionado.
I'm just saying.
Doesn't exist.
Self-proclaimed.
As the cheese aficionado, one more question about cheese. We have to ask you, when it comes to string cheese, how do you eat it?
My God.
I heard you guys talking about this.
We can only keep you on so much longer, depending on the answer to this question.
You have to pull the strings on the cheese.
Yes, thank God.
I do have children at home that don't do that, but they're young. They'll learn.
They'll understand.
They can be taught.
They can be taught. It is Weather Wednesday on Those Girls in the Afternoon because we are hanging out with Rebecca Kolpeman from Iowa's News Now as we celebrate 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon.
And if you didn't know, Rebecca gave us a shot a couple months ago at Meteorology at 101, I guess. You let us stand in front of the green screen, which is still one of my favorite moments. Uh-huh. In our 2 years as a show, that's up there for me because it was so cool.
We were there and she literally said, do you guys want to do the weather? I thought she was joking. And when she said it, I pushed you because I was like, this is our time.
This is it.
Don't say no to this.
And it is recorded. There is video evidence of this that will live forever.
I sent it to everybody. After.
No, I did too.
I love that. You guys see this. It was so cool.
My family, my cousins, people I don't talk to anymore. I was like, send it to everyone.
And this was on live TV. Like you guys, it wasn't even like recorded. Like you guys live TV went and did the weather.
And we had no experience, but I think we did fine, right?
We were like standing in front of all of the important information. But
You figured it out.
I'm sure you get
there.
That with practice.
But See, we had zero practice, but I'm assuming you have to have years of experience to actually be able to know how to do any of that.
Yeah, I mean, it takes time, obviously, because sometimes I think there's a little bit of the perception of like, oh, you just stand up there and you're like reading a script. Well, you guys found out there's no script there. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of the backbone of it is forecasting. So you have to learn all about the atmosphere and meteorology and all the science mumbo jumbo, which is a lot of math and physics and things and all
that.
Is
there science?
Yeah, lots of maths and sciences. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of that stuff. And then spending time in the morning, I'm there for hours forecasting the weather, figuring things out every day, and then knowing it enough to just be able to talk about it and having the graphics as like that support in the background. And then, you know, knowing where to stand and stuff, you got to practice that.
Uh-huh.
And so where to put your hand.
You're doing a lot of math before like the show even starts, kind of calculating things.
Yeah, thankfully not usually like, you kind of have to know math for like the background of some things. I don't have to usually do hard math outside of like figuring out the mean of, you know, adding and dividing things, not anything crazy, but there's a lot of like, I wake up at, you know, 2:15 in the morning.
That's what I was just going to say. You're doing this early in the morning.
No, thank you.
I'm sitting here at 3 a.m. and then it's like, here's a model that says there's going to be 12 inches of snow and this one says 0.2. And I'm like, okay, yay, let's figure that one out today.
Oh my gosh.
Good for you.
Now, has there ever been a moment for you that you feel like you're almost like crying wolf? You're like, this is going to be severe, you guys. Come on, take this seriously. And like, no one's taking you seriously. Whether it's like a snowstorm or like a rainstorm or something. And you're like, guys, seriously, this is going to be huge. Huge. And then the storm comes and then you're like,
told you.
I was right.
Yeah, it happens a lot. You get a lot of those comments sometimes where it's like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, okay. And, you know, in all honesty, there are times where like we'll say there's something that's going to happen and it does. And then there's times where it doesn't or it doesn't happen to like, you know, you and it's happening somewhere nearby. So then there is some of that perception of like, oh, well, they say that and it doesn't always happen. And it's like, well, there are these little things that can change sometimes.
Absolutely.
Makes a huge difference. So yeah, that does get a little frustrating, especially because in the age of social media, there's so many voices out there now and there's access to weather information and people say things and then they think sometimes too that, you know, the television meteorologists are saying something, but they really saw it on some other page or somebody else said it. And so that does get challenging. Yes,
absolutely.
I can't imagine with Midwest weather. Have you ever done meteorology anywhere else?
Yeah,
or just around here?
Yeah. So I was in Florida for
hurricanes.
There were hurricanes. So I went through hurricanes when I was younger. I went through Hurricane Katrina and it moved across Florida where I lived and then went into the Gulf and to New Orleans. And then Hurricane Wilma, which almost ruined my birthday party, but didn't. That's kind of what like inspired my career, because it was just so fascinating to watch these huge storms. And then I went to school at the University of Florida and that's where I started forecasting. But it's a lot different where they're just like, you know, there are some thunderstorms. I don't really get tornadoes all that often in Florida. Mm-hmm. There's obviously, I had never seen snow before I moved here.
Had another thing coming.
Yeah. People are like, they hear I'm from Florida and they're like, are you good? And I'm like, I mean, this is where all the weather's happening.
True.
Because in Florida, people don't care as much. They're like, it's going to rain every day, 2 p.m.
We take it more seriously here.
But yeah.
We take things very seriously here.
But we also are like, let's have snow on Monday and then 80 degrees on Tuesday. And then, oh, we'll throw in a tornado on Friday. Why not?
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
I really thought you were pulling a fast one on me today when we stopped at the gas station. I assumed that you purposely forgot your wallet so I would have to buy your energy drink and your candy.
That does sound like something I would do.
Well, because, I mean, to be completely honest, about an hour before the show started, you were like, I need an energy drink.
If I didn't have one, I would be falling. The show would be like that.
You're like, how about we get ready for the show on the road? We can chit chat and then I'll also be nicer to you because I'll have caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we were like moving quick because it's time to get ready for the show. So I'm like, okay, I'll drive. I'll grab my keys. Let's go right now. And you didn't grab anything. So as I was walking up to the register, I was like, wait a minute. Did you even bring anything to pay for your own things? And this poor register person was like, oh my God.
She's going to steal.
She just got called out. What is happening?
I got 911 ready to go.
But you used your phone?
Girl. Apple Wallet. It's got all my credit cards on there. Everything. We good to go. Don't need a wallet. Do you know you can also put your state-issued ID on there?
Yeah. I still like to have the... I mean, call me old, I guess, but
old.
Says you.
Says the 30-year-old.
I wouldn't want to rely... You rely on it so heavy, because not everywhere takes Apple Pay, but you just assume everybody does.
Oh, I know who does. Oh. And I get mad at who don't. I can call you out who don't.
I don't think we need to do that today.
But I know what stores I need to be prepared to bring the old-fashioned wallet. And then I know what stores I don't. And I'm good to go.
I was just fully prepared for you to pull. Oh, can you pay for me?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon. On Z102.9.
It's Weather Wednesday. What?
Weather Wednesday.
It's Weather Wednesday. Because we got more coming your way with.
What weather?
Well, always.
Weather? Don't do that to me. I got anxiety. Don't do that.
No weather. Sorry, I didn't mean to panic you.
Well, don't do that.
We have more with Rebecca Kopelman coming up all this hour. But this worked out beautifully because it's also Severe Weather Awareness Week. If you didn't know, if you heard the test sirens this morning. I did twice in North Liberty, actually.
Did we do it in Cedar Rapids?
Well, I wasn't here because I heard them in North Liberty, like I just said.
Did we do it in Cedar Rapids? No, do you remember we were having problems?
There was a bit of an issue
with our sirens, and it was on my side of town. So did we fail again?
Well, I'm wondering if you were even at home, because I heard them.
I was in the car.
At like 10.
And I was not listening to music. I would have heard it. But no, I was listening to Z102.9. Never mind. It was loud. I just remembered I was listening.
Well, I don't know. But what I did just find out, because I'm like, well, Severe Weather Awareness Week, we're not really... We gotta at least spread some awareness of some
sort. What do you know?
Well, that every day is for a specific thing.
Go on.
Monday was specifically for lightning safety. Don't laugh.
Sorry.
Serious.
I was going to say something and I choked on my own saliva. What? Okay.
Lightning safety.
Like how to not get lightning struck?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Tuesday?
Tornadoes.
Yes.
I knew it. Tornado. Safety. Tornado Tuesday.
Yeah, they knew that was catchy. Wednesday?
Probably water Wednesday, no. So floods.
No.
Oh.
I didn't expect this, actually. Preparedness?
For what?
Just in general, having a plan, which you have been talking about.
I need to work on mine.
Preparedness was today. Tomorrow is hail and wind safety.
Okay.
And then Friday is flood safety.
Duh, that was so stupid of me. It's flood Friday.
Oh, my God.
That makes more sense. What's Saturday?
Well, it's done after Friday.
You only get Monday through Friday?
Yes.
It needs to be more.
Well, then you better call the government. I don't know.
Rebecca!
She's going to be like...
She is the chief meteorologist.
Chief makes it official.
So I feel like she can set rules.
And add Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
And Sunday.
Noted. We're celebrating lots of things here today. Second birthday of Those Girls in the Afternoon all this week. We've been having guests on. We also deemed it Weather Wednesday. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week. So why not hang out with Rebecca Coleman?
We did say we would have to bow down to you today.
Oh, yes. Yes. We do need to do that because it's Weather Wednesday from Iowa's News Now.
Exactly. I mean, I am the chief. So, I mean,
that's official.
Yeah. You are the first female chief meteorologist. I mean, how cool is that?
I think it's pretty cool. And in the state of Iowa, I mean, at least in eastern Iowa, and I think Nebraska has had a chief meteorologist, and they do cover Iowa. But in terms of a television station in Iowa, I mean, pretty cool thing.
Around these parts, you're the chief.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So obviously, we know you for that. But what's maybe a hobby that you're really good at that nobody would ever expect from you?
I don't know how much of good I am all the time at it, but I am on television, have the makeup and the hair done and everything. But we actually, my fiance and I do a quite a bit of backpacking, and like we go camping in the woods like days, no cabins, like we're carrying everything on our backs.
What?
And yeah, like camping in tents, getting water from sometimes questionable sources and filtering it, cooking our food out there, not like catching fish or anything, but we're boiling water and cooking camp food and stuff. And sometimes we've done some trips where we've gone maybe like 50 miles.
Oh my God.
Carrying like 15 pounds on our backs. Like, yeah, you probably wouldn't expect all this to be like we're going outside, but yeah, I don't wear my face of makeup when we're doing that.
Well, I think with your, you know, your background in weather, you would be able to be like, okay, this isn't looking very good. We should probably head back to the car. So that's probably a good thing. But that's crazy that that's what you do outside of work. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I mean, it is it's intense, and I didn't like camping. It's intense, I didn't really do a lot of outdoorsy stuff. My parents are also like, are you okay? Like, are you still my child? Because they are not outdoorsy at all. But in Florida, it's so humid that you would just never want to be out there for that long.
Uh-huh.
But we've done some really amazing places, like up in along Lake Superior, and have seen some incredible views because I grew up in like the flattest place in Florida where there's no hills and mountains or anything like that. So just a really cool experience, but it is definitely very strenuous, and
I bet.
It can be pretty tough.
Could you see yourself ever being on like Survivor?
Oh God,
no, I do not think so.
The skills, honestly.
I mean, there are some survival skills, but I also sometimes would be like, my fiance will tell you I lose the map like every time we go somewhere. No. So like we always take two, and then I'll be like at one point I'll be like, I don't know where it went, like fell out of my pocket or something. And they make women's pockets too small still.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
How can we fit a compass and a map and our phones and
I'm just saying, I think that's part of the problem. But yeah, I mean, there are some survival skills out there, but like even, you know, like when the derecho happened, we had some camping gear that we were able to throw up some lights and like had a little stove if we needed to do that. It turned out we had like four pizzas we needed to cook on the grill, but you know, you have those little things that can help out. But I mean, I don't know if I would go as far as Survivor.
I would trust you. If I was stranded with you, I would call you.
All right. I'm saying if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm calling her first.
All right.
You're on the list.
Perfect.
We're hanging out with Rebecca Kopelman today for our birthday because we're celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon. We just found out one of her hobbies that you would have never guessed of hers is that she likes to go backpacking.
Yeah, go into the woods. You guys ever camped before?
No. I could glamp.
You can go glamping?
I would glamp. Of course you would. But okay. I don't know, the bugs and the, if you told me to start a fire, I would cry.
I can camp up until there's a spider in the tent and we out.
Yeah.
That's as good as I'm going to get.
I don't let the bugs come in the tent. You gotta lock it up.
Mm. No. Exactly. Keep it shut. Mm-hmm. No bugs go in there.
Nope.
But now it's our turn to kind of talk about like what is our hobbies that you would probably never guess, Rebecca? Because I know you listen to our show. So
I do.
I don't know if you know some of our hobbies, but I like to cross stitch.
Ooh.
When I'm at home, which is, I know, kind of like an old lady thing, but I love it.
And you like fully have dove into this. I can't even stress how obsessed she is. This is a newer hobby of yours.
Uh-huh.
But every day it's like, I got this new headlamp that I'm going to wear when I cross stitch on my couch. Uh-huh. You're fully in it.
I am. I got like my little heated blankie on. I've got my headlamp on. I'm a little just cross stitching away with my kitty on my lap and I'm just there watching. I watch you in the morning. I'm not kidding. I watch Rebecca Kopelman. Well, which the morning news, and I'm just cross stitching away. She tells me the weather, and
that's amazing. I have tried the crocheting, and then I tried what's the other one?
Knitting?
Not the knitting one. Oh, embroidery.
Oh yeah.
And I was able to do like 2 embroidery projects, but then I was just like, I can't. I just don't have the patience for it. And then like crocheting, I was like, someone was like, you can get it. You just gotta like figure out the granny square, and I was like, I'm just too frustrated. But that's like kudos to you. I love it. I love old lady hobbies. Like
I know, right?
Antiquing.
So
yes. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Yes. We need more of that.
I would say most people like seriously don't believe me when I say that I'm a good cook and I really like to cook, which I mean, like I don't save myself because I will show up to work with like pizza Lunchables and like the most toddler-esque food, I guess. But I really love to cook. I like to try new recipes. My For You page on TikTok is people like sharing their recipes. My mom, this is how I know I made it. My mom comes to me for recipes now.
Ooh.
I mean, like that feels like I know what I'm doing finally.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I most people don't believe that, but I do really like to do it.
But then she doesn't bring them here. That's the problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you gotta share some of the goods. That's why people don't believe it.
I'm gonna continue to hide it because I'm lazy too. I should mention that I'm a lazy cook.
She's a lazy cook.
Well, because then they'll just expect it, I suppose. And they'll be like, oh, come on. Like you gotta cook us this or holiday comes around. And it's like, break it out.
Nope. Yeah. It's my hidden double life.
Okay. Well, if you need some cheese, let me know.
I will. I'll hit you up for that. It's been 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon, officially on Monday, but we've been celebrating all this week, kind of having like a sleepover with, you know, just casually some local celebrities joining the show today. Rebecca Kopelman from Iowa's News Now is in.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. And now you may not be so happy you're here because we're going to put you through a little sleepover type game.
Oh, boy. Okay.
A game of Would You Rather.
Okay. Not spin the bottle.
No.
Okay.
No there.
We do have an HR department.
Okay.
Somewhere.
That makes sense.
We might get in trouble for that one.
Okay, the first one. Would you rather be a character in your favorite TV show or your favorite TV show never exist?
I'd probably be a character in it.
You're a TV person. You can pull it off.
I say my favorite show is Gilmore Girls.
Whoa.
I just feel like that would be super fun. And like Lorelai would be, I mean, she's chaotic, but like amazing.
I could see that for you. I just started finally watching that because so many people are you have to. It's a coming of age show. I could see you in
it's
that.
It's so good.
I've been wanting to watch it. I haven't done it. Everyone tells me it would be my favorite show.
You must.
You're going to think of Rebecca now when you watch
know.
It.
Perfect.
Okay. Would you rather have to start a new job every year until you retire or have only one job for your entire career?
I would have to probably be one job. I feel like it'd be so stressful to do something else. And then would I have to move every time? What is happening? I don't know.
That would be annoying.
I hate moving.
And make new friends.
New
coworkers.
Yeah. What if your coworkers, I mean, hopefully the job you're staying at forever, they don't suck, but like you go from place to place. I don't know.
It's stressful. Would you rather be an Olympic athlete or a world famous scientist? I feel like I know this.
I mean, I guess a scientist.
I
helping the scientists. I mean, yeah, I think an Olympic athlete would be cool, but honestly, like, would they be able to eat that much cheese? Like, I'm going to come back to the cheese again. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you are. You're going to get cramps in the pool from all the cheese.
Would you rather read minds or predict the future?
Oh, man. If I could predict the future, my job would be...
Well, some people think you do.
I can... I'm attempting to. I'm making a very educated guess on the future, but if I could predict the future, that'd be pretty cool. Though, you know, reading minds might be helpful, but I don't need to know all that. I don't want anybody to read my mind.
Would you rather, now this is interesting because you've lived in a couple different places, would you rather always have hot weather or cold weather?
Oh.
Oh, man. This is probably going to be not a popular opinion, but I would say cold. Really? I just, I think it might be because my child, my inner child, never got to experience snow. So I just think it's pretty. And then you don't have to mow the lawn. Do you have to always shovel the snow? I don't know. Maybe I need to hire somebody for that. But or mowing the lawn too. But I don't know. I like the cold weather. You can always put more clothes on, but you can't take them all off. Just saying.
HR. I mean,
quoted by Rebecca Kopelman. I will never forget that.
We haven't talked much about this today, and we really need to talk about... What are we getting each other in less than a week for our actual birthday on next Monday?
Mm-hmm. Because you had an idea about following, like, the wedding protocol.
Mm-hmm.
There's a type of gift, I guess, traditionally you're supposed to get for each year of your anniversary. For number two, it's cotton. Which, to me, is like the entire world. Where do you begin with cotton
balls?
Gift? Cotton sheets.
Oh,
a cotton t-shirt.
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, I can think of a million things, but I don't want to just show up with some random object. Unless you want that. I don't know.
It's free 99. Of course I want it.
Oh, okay.
My standards are always low. Well, I only learned that in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I like kind of want to do arts and crafts, though. Like, using cotton.
Okay.
And do something a little hootie.
Hootie.
Yeah, a little silly, a little, like, I don't want to just show up with a sock. Like, I want to give you a piece of art.
Well, now I want to do hootie too. What if I come with underwear? Cotton underwear. My face on them.
As long as you've never worn them, I'll take them.
With my face on them?
Sure.
Really?
As long as they have not been pre-worn.
Would you wear them?
We're close. We're not that close.
Wait, but will you wear them?
I mean, I don't have to look at it.
But they got my face on them.
If they're on the rear end, then I really never have to see it. So, sure. I'm down.
It's an option, and I'm really liking it.
We'll see what happens, I guess. You're all I need,
all I need, all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you seen everyone clowning on that one guy's morning routine?
No. No, you're making me nervous. Are we going to clown on mine?
No, definitely not for the same reason. I know this is everywhere because my boyfriend Curly brought it up to me last night that it was all over Twitter.
Says the guy who has a get ready with me headband.
Oh, he does. You know what he does. No, but it's everywhere. I finally fell onto it on TikTok last night, but he was telling me it's on Twitter. Like, people are...
What am I under a rock?
Probably. Here's the thing. It's probably because he's not a guy you would normally watch. His name is Ashton Hall. He's a fitness influencer, lifestyle coach. Like, he's a big, beefy man. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So he's gone viral because he posted a morning routine and it is ridiculous. It's out of touch.
It's strict.
It's strict. Let me just explain
some
of it.
Does
and
he
then,
eat raw eggs? I'm out.
No, he does begin his day at 3:53 a.m. And he has clips of all of these things, supposedly, as they're happening, as he's going through his morning. Wakes up at 3:53. He takes off his sinus strip and his mouth tape from his lips. He goes out onto his balcony and stretches and looks at his view. He comes inside and he journals. He watches a motivational video. He dunks his head into a bowl of ice water, gets dressed for the gym.
sprints aggressively on a treadmill, and then he goes up onto his roof. He clearly lives in a really nice like apartment complex where there's a pool on the roof, and he dives in the pool really dramatically. Then he's back in his apartment. He showers. He eats a banana and rubs the peel on his face.
What?
Splashes more water on his face. He gets dressed. He sits at his desk where he dunks his head into another bowl of ice water. And then it shows a woman who, I mean, we assume is his girlfriend, wife, fiance, something, makes breakfast for him and serves it at his desk to begin his workday at 9:30 a.m. Okay. So that's all that's included. But the more people, because obviously people are like, okay, yeah, wouldn't that be nice to get all that done every morning? But I got kids, or I'm lazy. Tired. I'm tired. And then beyond that, people have analyzed it that the timing, because he puts timestamps on every step of the morning. So 3:53, wake up. 3:55, he's on the balcony. People have analyzed it that the timing isn't really making any sense. He says he journals. Well, it just is stupid. He journals for 2 minutes, which I guess maybe you'd get a couple thoughts out. The shot of him diving in the pool, when his feet leave the concrete to being in the air, there's a 4 minute time difference. So people are, you levitate every morning for 4 minutes as you dive into the pool? My guy, that's a little strange. He dips his head into the bowl of water like 6 times throughout the morning for 2 minutes. And people are like, you hold your breath for 2 minutes in a bowl of ice water? That's a little strange. It takes him 12 minutes to put jewelry on, all of his rings.
Well, I mean, if he's beefy, maybe it's, I mean, I guess hard.
It's ridiculous. And now people are making parodies of like me waking up at 9:56 and not moving from my bed until 11:30. Like, because what the heck? Good for you if you can live this strictly, but not me.
I was mostly concerned out of that whole thing. Why that man is putting a banana peel on his face.
Oh, apparently it's good for your skin.
Well, I didn't know this. I just had to Google search it. There's like vitamins and minerals in it, which may help hydrate and brighten and soothe your skin. I eat a banana every morning. I'm slapping this across my face tomorrow.
Well, I guess maybe you should post it because you might go viral next.
Well, and my time stance will be way, way more accurate than his.
And not at 3:53 in the morning? No.
More like 8 in the morning.
More like 10 in the morning.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Neighbor man got himself in so much trouble yesterday that I was seriously like, you better get your butt out of this house and leave.
You kicked him to the curb.
I did. I was so mad at him. Let me explain, because it's not what you think. Here's the thing. If you got braces, or if you've ever had braces, your diet is ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, and, well, maybe a little bit of food, but mostly ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot because the show is back in its normal groove again. You're back from vacation.
I took a lot of time off, which meant you didn't have to gab as much.
Oh, man. And man, did it help my mouth a little bit. But now we're back in the groove, and the braces are just grinding up against the mouth a little bit. So I've got this like horrible, like, I don't even know how to say it, like a sore on the side of my mouth is the best way to put it, because like the braces are just hitting mm-hmm. the side of my mouth really bad, so it hurts horribly. And then trying to eat any food, it just hits it, and then it just hurts really bad. Right. So honestly, ice cream is the best thing to eat right now because it soothes it, and it's yummy.
Tastes good. Can't complain.
So I texted him yesterday when I knew he was about off of work, about that time. So I said, hey, I need you to pick up some ice cream. That's going to be my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw that we also had some SpaghettiOs, and I was like, okay, I'm going to have some SpaghettiOs and some ice cream because I think that won't hurt me. So as I'm trying to make the SpaghettiOs, and he gave me the all clear, he'll pick up some ice cream, I immediately got really, really sick, like to the point that I'm like, something might come up. So
I like nauseous.
Yes. So then I texted him like, I think I'm getting really, really sick. So he sees that text message and he goes, oh, well, then I don't need to pick her up ice cream. She's really sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to come up anyways. Why does she need ice cream? So he took that as a sign to not go to the store. So he comes home from work and I go, hey, honey, where's my ice cream? He's like, I didn't bring it home because you said you were not feeling well and you were getting nauseous, so I didn't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you better turn your butt around, get back in that car and go to the store and get me ice cream. I don't care if I'm sick. Ice cream is the cure.
Okay, so he did?
Yes, he did.
You,
he paid CVS prices for that.
Are the reason
what?
That people say they don't understand women. Because what is wrong with you?
You know what? I am.
Truly.
You're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Because I am. Sorry, man. I am the problem.
I just know you. And I know as a woman how we work. Because you said, you called him, said,
I want ice cream.
And he said, okay, got you. And then you texted him saying, oh, I don't feel good. I think I'm getting sick, which in his brain means I got to get home because she doesn't feel good and I need to help her. You should have said, I'm feeling sick. Can you just make sure you hurry from the store? You should have rushed him, but still told him to go get it because he was trying to do the right thing and you punished him.
You're right.
So I think you owe him an ice cream run.
Not the one that's like, what?
Because you're crazy.
Man.
Your fault.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It's our birthday all this week. Technically, our birthday's not until Monday.
Well, yeah, nobody really has a week-long birthday.
Except for us.
We're celebrating all week. It's actually Monday.
Yes, it is. And tonight, we are doing a birthday-themed trivia question. Question is, according to whattoexpect.com, don't ask why I was there.
That's so concerning.
The average parent will spend how much on their child's first birthday party? What is it?
I want to look at your search history. That's weird. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Dude, if the boss has ever looked at my search history.
You're doing that on a work computer?
Yeah. What do you do on a work computer?
Oh.
Do you actually work?
It's nobody's business. At all.
According to whattoexpect.com, the average parent will spend how much on their child's first birthday party? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Celebrating our birthday all week long and into tonight with Let's Get Quizzical, a trivia question that's got to do with birthdays.
Happy birthday.
Tonight's trivia question. According to whattoexpect.com, the average parent will spend how much on their child's first birthday party?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said $300.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know people be balling out these days for those first birthday parties.
Well, I know you can do like a balloon arch. And that's like really popular in the first like couple years.
Yeah.
Like in the 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, my God. See, I didn't even think about decorations.
Well, yeah, that racks up. Aren't balloon arches like stupid expensive? I know. Okay.
And if you
I
get hire it, someone,
you
yes.
hire someone. That's a lot of work. I know. I expect them to rack the price up, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it requires a lot of work,
it is.
Rack the price up.
Yeah, you might be on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you get them off of the internet.
I got it off the internet. My sister made me do it for free. So.
And it still cost her a lot of money.
Yeah.
Tim said, $250. That's still a lot.
Still a lot. I mean, add in cake, right? You could make your own.
Or food, you got to feed them.
Yeah. If you do any sort of ordering cake from a bakery or catering, ordering food from somewhere, that adds to the price.
It does. Well, and if you're at a venue.
Who's having a venue for their one-year-old?
Well, if you go to, like, the PlayStation.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Still
we're really racking up a price here.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Balloon arch, cake,
food,
PlayStation.
I don't know. $72.49 said $350.
Oh, my God.
Because then you got to get a gift for the one-year-old who's not going to remember any of it.
You know how much groceries we could buy with that? I'm just saying. The egg prices.
I'll get you two eggs.
At this rate,
jokes.
No, seriously. According to whatToExpect.com, the average parent will spend how much on their child's first birthday party? What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But the answer's coming up in like 4 minutes.
I know we're like, whoa, that price is like redonkulous. But we can't relate. We don't have kids. Would we spend this kind of money on our kitties and our dogs, though?
I was just talking to my boyfriend, Curly, because my cat's birthday is coming up, that we should throw a party. I'll tally it up. I'll let you know what we spend.
Would you really spend $350 like $72.49 said?
No. But I think spending any amount of money on my cat's birthday party is a little ridiculous.
I'm just saying, if Luna heard me spend that much money, she'd be like, excuse me, you could have spent it on like catnip. Why'd you spend it on decoration?
Oh, yeah, my financial advisor is my cat Toulouse.
The trivia question tonight, according to whattoexpect.com, the average parent will spend how much on their child's first birthday party? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
they will spend on the first and second year birthday parties $279.
Whoa. I mean, I couldn't tell you what I did at my first birthday party.
That's what I'm saying, Taylor.
Like, I cried, probably.
I probably sucked on my thumb, pooped my pants.
Didn't you do that on your 30th, too?
Yes, and I'll probably do it on my 31st.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.